We're chatting with Mary Sprague, president of the Hardin County Environmental Council, about the Greenbelt Park. Mary, as a way of background, tell us where some of these areas are that the park will eventually lay in the city.
Out behind Indian Hills, where Bob Holman owns property there right at this point, and it comes down near the Kentucky Ribeye, behind where Cox Lane was cut off, down through Haycraft. One of the tributaries comes in from Valley Creek out behind Valley View School. Then the creek comes down through downtown near Jenkins and Essex, goes on down by the old ballpark and the bypass and the old fairgrounds and behind WIEL. Then if you come up towards Freeman Lake, you come behind or under College Street. And Shaw Creek goes out near Helmwood School. And then the Freeman Creek comes on up through the shopping center near Roses and on up to the Freeman Lake. And then the tributary that would make the circle complete first would go off the arm of the lake that's across from the shelter. So eventually you'd have a circle that would tie together. I would think it would probably take 10 years to complete that entire circle.
Mary, let's try to progress more or less from the beginning to where we are now. What were some of your early successes and maybe some of your early problems and some of the people who started out with you and how many are still with you? I know that's four or five questions in one, but how did you begin? And
well, one of the first official things we did was to get the city and the county government to approve having Lincoln Trail help us. Mr. Bill Halfacre, who was a city planner, was authorized to give us some official help in planning, and also their office would be able eventually, if we went for funds, to get federal funding. So we had to comply with this kind of official planning. Then the people who began this looking over the area were Jim Kidd and Jack Gross and John Duplessy and Bill Jean Smith, who used to be with the college, and Joan Knoll and Marie Jackson in the Haycraft area. And we met with and hiked with a lot of people. And I think then about the next step, we got someone who would help us draw a plan. That was Virginia Fitzpatrick has done a lot of help in that way. And once we got this concept plan put together, then we took it to the Planning and Zoning Commission and had their approval and took that to the City Council. And I think these were major steps. And I think it's been a very well-received project, and I think I've stuck with it so long because, for one thing, it got more and more complicated, and people began asking what could they do to help, and just one thing led to another. But it's those steps have all been major steps.
Well, I'm going to say right here for a lot of people that know this already, but I'm sure that the fact that you have stayed with the project all the way through has given it a sense of continuity, and I don't know how much longer you can physically hold up because
there are a lot of other people working on it, and I even when I say I quit, I can't because it gets so interesting. But you really appreciate all the people who've contributed and who feel that they would like to see it done, and who know that it takes a lot of people working together. I would hope and look forward to it developing as a joint community project. In other words, as these boys from the University of Kentucky and the class plans it, we hope that there will be different nodules or sections of it that different groups can maybe get with the landowner and try and develop it into a section. And then once they've developed it, help maintain it. Several civic clubs have talked about trying to do it this way, and the Boy Scouts are doing a section near Cox Lane this way. They're developing a trail, and they have more or less agreed to help maintain that section of it.
Thank you, Mary Sprague, president of the Hardin County Environmental Council, for chatting with us about the Greenbelt Park Project in Elizabethtown and Hardin County.
Some of this will depend on what students in the architectural class can come up with. I envision it being relatively simple. I think some section downtown might be more complicated, like urban beautification might have retaining walls and a paved or blacktopped trail. But in general, I think the trail and the areas should be kept natural. In other words, downtown or through any of the area where there are trees and brush, some of this should stay because that's what you're trying to protect is the naturalness. It needs to be cleaned up and a flat surface finished off for a trail. But as much as possible of the greenbelt, I hope, can be kept natural woods so that we have habitat for the animals and birds. Downtown area behind up above the railroad track is full of small animals and indigo buntings in the summertime, and this is the thing we want to keep. This began a year ago because we met with the TVA Land Between the Lakes Education Center people, and they have a landscape architect, and we asked if he could help us, and he came up and looked over the areas and knew that it was a bigger job than he could handle and suggested that we go to universities who had landscape architecture planning departments. And we wrote and talked to Ohio State. I went up and visited them in December. They were very interested but felt that the University of Kentucky might be starting a landscape architecture class and that we should really go and talk with them a little more. And we began talking to University of Kentucky this December. And this class that is going to be working here have been together for 2 years, and they will be the first class that graduates from the University of Kentucky in landscape architecture. The students have spent 2 days already in Elizabethtown, and they're real happy, very happy to talk to landowners, and they've been hiking and walking over the areas and trying to get together information.
All right, Mary Sprague, finally, where do we go from here with the green belt?
Well, it has to take, I guess what you'd say, it's natural course. We have to go one step at a time. The Environmental Council is going to discuss setting up a green belt fund, not a high-pressure fund that will compete with the other projects that are going on, but where we can accumulate any money that's available so that we can start implementing small sections. And we have to wait for this plan now and work with the students. And I think we're doing real well. And we have a lot of people working together, the city, the civic groups, and the individual citizens, and now the University of Kentucky. And I think that's great.